Are you devoted to anything?
Can you imagine the life and times of the first century church? I can imagine miracles and bread falling from heaven and power and Shabbat. It must have been ceaseless ecstasy, right? Not really. It was more like miracles, persecutions, and new life, and then martyrdom, and ecstasy, and then suffering. Paul's description of his life in 2 Corinthians summarized it well. 3 times I was beaten with rods, and once I was pelted with stones. 3 times I was shipwrecked, and I spent a night and a day in the open sea. 2 Corinthians 11, wow. Paul had it rough, but he concluded it was all worth it. He says, if we are distressed, it's for your comfort and salvation. If we're comforted, it's for your comfort, which produces in you patient endurance of the same sufferings we suffer. 2 Corinthians chapter 1. How could this be? Well, we're all creatures that crave comfort. How could they have peace, joy, and community? I believe the secret is found in Acts 6:4. And we'll give our attention to prayer and the ministry of the word. The first century believers were devoted to prayer. Wow. A few years ago, my wife and I celebrated 25 years of marriage in Italy. We were invited to help minister there, so we added a few days to enjoy Rome together. I'll never forget the streets of Rome. We jumped on buses and walked for miles until we stumbled upon the Colosseum. It was majestic and immense. Both of us were impressed until we pictured the thousands of Christians that were martyred on the dust of that stage. Their blood seemed to cry out to us. Genesis 4 says, the Lord said, "What have you done? Listen, your brother's blood cries out to me from the ground." It's interesting that most of these believers had a choice. Renounce your faith in Christ and worship Caesar as your new God. Just one declaration could have saved their lives, their children, and their parents. But they chose to be burned alive, fed to the wild animals, and killed by the sword. Wow. They had supernatural strength because they were devoted to prayer. Prayer gave them courage, and it'll give you the same courage. You may never have to face death for your faith, but you can face life. Because you're a miracle. And I'm your friend, Paul Marcoulet.